When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you what you need with no fluff, just the good stuff with our deep dive lessons. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. And in today's lesson, we're going to go deep on a topic that not a lot of businesses pay attention to, and it's really important. When it comes to your business website, a lot of people don't realize how important your about page is. People just think it's some sort of boring standard page that I have to have on my website. Believe it or not, statistically, your about page is the second most visited page on your website after your homepage. I mean, think about that. Your homepage, of course, because your URL is going to be there. But people are visiting your about page before they go to pricing page or features or anything else, or even your blog. If you have an about page on your website, check out your Google Analytics. You will be surprised. You'll see how many visits people go to your about page. Why? Because it's a quick and easy way for people to figure out, what is this site all about? Who's behind this site? What's the why behind this product or business? It's like a shortcut to figuring out, should I stay on this website or not? And a lot of people don't optimize their about page. It's kind of like an afterthought. They just put something together, some sort of bio, some images, and that's it. And that's a huge waste. You're getting all this traffic on your about page. Capitalize on it. You have to capitalize on it. How? Well, that's what today's deep dive lesson is all about. How to make the most out of your about page. What are some tips? How can you personalize it? How can you show your brand and your personality and really win over your visitor? Also, your about page doesn't have to be static. You can have a call to action. You can have some interaction going on here. It can be dynamic in a lot of different ways that we'll be discussing today. And with everybody having boring about pages, yours can really stand out and really leave a mark on the visitor. Be like, hey, these people are pretty cool. Not only did I quickly find out what they're all about, I'm impressed by the way they told me. They're left with a good impression of you and your business. About pages are more than just some sort of elevator pitch. It's your chance to make the best impression on your website visitors. So buckle up. In this lesson, I'm going to give you all the tips that I know that I've learned over the years about building great about pages. I actually used to teach this topic in co-working spaces 5 years ago in New York, optimizing your about page, how to make sure that you do everything you can to make sure that that high traffic page is being optimized and that you're converting people into people that fall in love with your brand and business rather than people then just, you know, kind of browse through the page and be like, okay, this is what these people are about. If you're sitting at home or you're somewhere where you can write things down, I highly recommend you take down notes in today's lesson. If you're driving or at the gym right now, that's okay. You can let this wash over you right now while you're listening to the episode, but re-listen and take down some notes, just the parts you think that you need to kind of jot down so you can implement right away in your about page. If you already have an about page, that's great. You can make some changes right now. You can make some improvements. If you don't have an about page, you're starting with a blank slate. This is also great because you can take on these notes and implement these tactics, these skills, and these aspects that really will make your about page stand out. All right, let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by Caliper. When you make a wrong hire, you feel it immediately. I know I've experienced this several times. Not fun. Your team's performance, morale, and bottom line all suffer. Caliper offers in-depth assessments for potential hires and current employees. Their scientific personality insights reveal key traits, behaviors, and what motivates employees to succeed. Caliper's unique approach works on any size company or industry, from startups to Fortune 500s. Their expertise has helped over 30,000 businesses hire, retain, and develop top talent. Caliber has an incredible offer for our listeners. You can assess your team for free. Discover what makes them tick and improve team performance. You'll also get an hour of free consulting. To learn more, visit calipercorp.com/MBA. That's Caliper, C-A-L-I-P-E-R, Corp, C-O-R-P, .com/MBA. Today's episode is also supported by our friends at HostGator. If you've been listening to the show, you know that HostGator is a big supporter of you and the $100 MBA show. And recently, I've been going back and forth on email with them, and our friends at HostGator have decided to take your 30% discount and pump it up to 50% off. That's right, you're going to get 50% off their WordPress cloud hosting. This is the easiest way to run a WordPress website. I use HostGator, love it. And by having WordPress cloud hosting, this means that they are dedicated to that great platform called WordPress, and it's 2 times the speed, advanced security, and 24/7 live support. They make sure your site is protected. They scan your site for malware every day. We all know that we don't want to get hacked. That's the worst thing that can happen to you in an online business, and HostGator gets your back. Get started for as low as $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/100MBA. You'll see a special page for listeners of the $100 MBA show, and they'll hook you up with this great deal. Get 50% off over at HostGator.com/100MBA. About pages. What are they all about? No, seriously, like, why do we have an about page? What's the purpose of an about page? Now, regardless if you're a team of one or a team of 200, an about page serves a particular purpose. When people go to an about page, what are they looking for? What do you look for when you go to an about page? You want a quick, easy answer to one question. What is this place? What is this website? What are you all about? This is especially important if you don't address this on your homepage. If on your homepage you don't have a clear headline at the top, at the very top, right after your logo, or your menu, you don't have a headline that clearly states what you do, what problem you solve, then you better believe you have to have that on your about page. I would even recommend or even suggest you having it on both pages. It doesn't have to be the same line, the same headline, word for word, verbatim, but it could have the similar message, the same mission, the same idea. What are you guys are trying to do with your company? So it just starts with that, a simple headline. If you're a golf coach and your whole theme of your golf lessons or your golf content is how to improve your golf game quickly so you can impress your boss or you can impress your colleagues, then say that in your headline on your about page. Meet the team that helps you kick your boss's butt. I know that sounds a little funny and a little bit, risky, but it's good. It shows your personality and it gets to the point and it clearly states what you are all about. Oh, wow, this is the team. This is what these people do. They try to help me, get better so I can impress my boss. And it's done in a little funny way, a little cheeky way, but it's okay. If that's not your style, that's okay. You can clean it up and just say to impress your boss. It's okay. But the point is that you clearly communicate with one line what this team is all about. Next, do not fall in the trap that a lot of new entrepreneurs do, and that trap is hiding behind their screen. They don't want to show themselves. They don't want to show their personality. They want to hide behind their brand or their logo. Big mistake. This is not the 90s. People want a face to the name. People want to know who are behind the company. People buy because of the why of the company just as much as the product itself. I can give you endless examples. Most people buy Teslas because they love Elon Musk. He's the face of the company. Same thing with Apple. People loved Steve Jobs and the fact that he was such a visionary and they supported his products. We can go on and on and on, Richard Branson, all this stuff with Virgin. But the point here is that you got to get in front of your company. There is a barrier as it is because you're online. You're not in person. You got to break down that barrier, especially because you're online. It's a website. It's not a physical company or building where they walk in and shake your hand or a representative of your company. So the next best thing is to put a photo and say, hey, I'm the founder. I'm the leader. I'm proud of this company, of this business, of this website. Even if you're just by yourself and you want to appear to be bigger than you are. I've been there. I started out like that. And then later Nicole joined me and it was just me and Nicole. That's okay. You can write like a letter from the CEO. This is the CEO and this is a letter to you. And you could put your photo. That's okay. You don't have to have a million photos with everybody that works for the company. Or say that you have a lot of people that work for the company and you don't. You could be authentic and be professional. Now, as we move through this about page, we're going to stop here and we're going to have two options depending on the size of your company. If you're two or three people, even four people on your company, it could be a very simple page and it has a different direction, it has a different tone. If you have more people in your company, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 people in your company, you want to show you're proud of your team. You're proud of the people that have built your company with you. And that's going to have a different, you know, direction. And we're going to talk about that. So let's talk about the first one. Let's say, for example, you're by yourself or you have a co-founder. It's one to three people. There's nothing wrong with you putting your photo and a short bio. And I say short, I'm talking about a paragraph, three or four sentences. And I would love it if you'd end off your bio with a one-liner that's a little personal. Even if it says, like, you know, you're a family person, how many kids you have, or if you love doing something in your free time. For me, I write that one of my secret talents is that I'm very good on the dance floor and that Michael Jackson would be proud. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. So it shows a little bit of personality. I'm a human being. I'm not just some sort of corporate suit. And people resonate with that. Hey, that's cool. And you can move on and do the same thing for the rest of the team. Your co-founder and maybe a third person, that's all cool. Now, what if you have a larger team? Let's say 5, 10, 15 people. I'll give you our example, Webinar Ninja. So we're working on our new about page for WebinarNinja.com. We're moving to .com on June 5th from .co to .com. And I'm working on the about page right now, actually. And that's what prompted this actual lesson, because I was like, hey, I've done this so many times. I should share with people how to create an effective about page. So for us, we have 18 people on our Webinar Ninja team. And I really want to show these people off because I love these guys. This is my family. I love these people. They really have helped us grow our team, build a credible software that's launching. You know, we have 5.0 coming out in June. We've been working on this for over a year together. It's crazy the bonds you build when you're working on something for so long with somebody. So the point is that I really want to show them off. I really want to show people, hey, these are the people that help me with this area, development or design or customer service or content writing or whatever it is. But I also realize that, hey, whenever I go to an about page with a lot of faces and a lot of names and a lot of titles, you know, this is what this person does, this is what this person does, it's kind of mundane. It's kind of like, you don't really look at it because it's just like all vanilla, it's all the same, and it's easy to ignore. So how do I do something that is not so easy to ignore? Yeah, I can write a little couple lines about each person. That's fun. That's one option. But then I visited Wistia.com's about page, and I saw that they did something a little bit different. I thought, this is pretty cool. So they had photos of each person on their team, but when you rolled over them, they would animate like a GIF. And they'd do funny things. Some would dance. Some would do funny moves. Some of them used props. It was pretty cool. And I thought, we should do something like this with Webinar Ninja. Now, not exactly, obviously. I don't want to rip them off. I don't want to have, you know, GIFs of us doing funny things with props. That's not original, right? But the point is that I want to copy them by doing something different, right? They did something different. I want to do something different. So we really wanted to show that at Webinar Ninja, we really like to have fun with our team. We don't take ourselves so seriously. A lot of the other webinar software companies out there are very corporate and buttoned up. For us, we like to have fun, we like to keep it light, and we like to make it accessible. We like to make sure that people know that our software is easy to use, and you don't have to be some sort of buttoned-up expert to use it. So we had a whole bunch of ideas of how to kind of make it different, but what we actually settled down on was something really cool. So I had everybody on the team send me their photos, and I worked very closely with an artist. This is a really skilled artist that can create really interesting caricatures, little cartoon characters of each of our members, each of our team members. And I thought this is a brilliant idea because it's going to show a little bit of levity, a little fun. And not only that, but everybody is dressed up in some sort of ninja gear, whether they're in a black outfit with a white belt or a, you know, red outfit with a black belt. Some people are holding nunchucks. Some people are doing flying kicks. Some people are doing splits. And I just thought this is so cool if we just take these sketches, these drawings in color, and use them as their pictures instead of their normal photos. Photos that you'd normally just glance over on an about page. You're going to want to look at each picture, look at what each person does and their personality and the fun they're having in their little ninja pose. And it's ninja themed, it's branded, and it was just one of those things, just like, yes, this is us. And it's a good way to express yourself, and it's also a way to lend itself to the point of the page. The page is, tell me about yourself. And this is kind of like a meta way to say, hey, this is what we're all about. We're about having fun, about being cool about things, and just, you know, not taking yourself so seriously, but at the same time being accessible and, you know, easy to use and just approachable. You know, if you look at our competitors in our space, no one's going to do that. No one is going to do that. That's our brand, and we want to own it. So if you have a larger company, think of some fun ways to display your team. It could be a little video. It could be a fun little fact about each person. It could be an answer to a question that everybody answers, like what were their favorite 80s sitcom was. The point is that there's nothing wrong with showing your personality and what you're all about on your About page. That's the point. Okay, what else? We have our teams. We're representing our teams. What else? What do we want to do? Well, think about the experience of when you're on the About page. You're learning about what they're all about. You're seeing the team. You're getting a good vibe. What do you want them to do next? You want them to reach out to you. You want them to make sure that they can reach out to you if they have questions about anything. So you may want to put a contact form on there. Another option is to get them to subscribe to your newsletter or to your blog or whatever it is so they can be in touch. If you run webinars, for example, you can get them to sign up for the next webinar that you're doing there. Hey, learn more about what we're all about. Here's the next webinar date, and here's the link to register. It's a good time to have a call to action because you have their attention. They're intentionally going to the About page. They're reading through, and then they get to this point. Give them a call to action. If you have a free trial, if you have a free version of your product, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, give us a try and see what we've been working on for years. A call to action can be very powerful here. It doesn't have to be aggressive. You don't have to sell them anything. If it's something free, like giving their email address or contacting you or taking a free trial, all this stuff is very low pressure. Now, believe it or not, I don't think your About page should be bloated. I don't think it has to have a million things on it. In fact, I don't think it should be a lot of scrolling going on. You need to be able to communicate what you're all about and show off your team or show off what you're all about and have a simple call to action in a concise page. This is going to allow them to consume the information quickly and move on to making a purchase or reading your blog post or doing other things on your site, knowing what you're all about now, having context. Another tip is using video. Video is a great way to communicate a lot in a short period of time. And putting a video on the top of your page is great, even if it's just you, the CEO, the leader of the company, talking about your company, talking about why you started. Why? Why did you start this company? What's the story behind it? What are some of the struggles you had and how did you overcome them? This is great stuff. People want to hear people's stories and people resonate with stories. So having a video with your story is fantastic. If you want to include your whole team in the shoot, in the video, that's cool too. Or even just a shot of them at the end all waving. You can have fun with this. But if you just want a simple video with just you talking, that's fine too. Tell your story and that could be a great add, a great addition to your About page. A lot of people will just go straight to the video, watch the video, get what they need to know within 2 minutes, and it's all done and they're all pumped and they want to keep on going on your site. So don't look past video on your About page. This is not a boring page. This is not a page that you can just kind of just put anything on there. Utilize it. It's high traffic. Get people to be compelled and get them to take action. Guys, I got more when it comes to optimizing your About page. A couple more tips I really think you need to have, need to know in order for you to really, you know, take full advantage of creating a great About page. But before that, let me give love to our sponsors today. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by HostGator. HostGator loves small businesses and they love them so much that they reached out to me and said, hey, we're going to take your 30% discount and bump it to 50% only for the listeners of the $100 MBA Show. I was like, whoa, this is awesome. You can get HostGator's WordPress cloud hosting for 50% off. Get started for as low as $5. They're going to make sure that your site is protected. They're going to scan for malware on a daily basis. They can help you from everything from registering your domain name to setting up your WordPress site to design services to everything in between with their 24/7 live support by phone, chat, or email. Now, everybody knows that WordPress is the standard when it comes to creating your customized website. There's so much flexibility when it comes to WordPress. We run our sales sites all on WordPress, and we use HostGator, and we also use WordPress cloud hosting. Now, this is so important because they optimize your site for WordPress, so it'll be a lot faster and it'll load faster for your visitors. This is so important because Google will rank sites higher if they load fast. And HostGator's WordPress cloud hosting loads 2.5 times faster. You're going to get site administration and everything you need, just simple convenience, what we need in all our sites. Get started today with 50% off over at HostGator.com/100MBA. Again, that's HostGator.com/100MBA. Today's episode is also supported by Constant Contact. If you own a small business, you know that success is all about relationships. And no one makes it easier to build relationships with your new customers and stay connected to the ones you already have than Constant Contact. Because with Constant Contact, you can easily upload your email list from Excel, Gmail, or Outlook, and they handle the rest. Unsubscribes, bounces, and inactive emails are all updated automatically. And unlike other solutions, Constant Contact has a smooth drag-and-drop design which provides the most simplified editing experience possible. Plus, the templates are all built to be mobile responsive, so you can be sure that emails look just as great on the small screens as they do on the big ones. Their built-in tracking tools even lets you see who's opening, clicking, and sharing your emails in real time, so you can plan your next steps accordingly. Or talk strategy with an expert via Constant Contact's free live coaching. Just go to ConstantContact.com/podcast to sign up for a free trial today. Again, that's ConstantContact.com/podcast. All right, guys, I want to give you some rapid-fire tips when it comes to your About page. Make sure you jot these down because they're really important. Tip number one, make sure you have some way for them to contact you on your About page. This is especially important if you have a physical business, if this is a pizzeria, if this is a clothing shop, even if you're a law firm. We need to know where you are quickly. This is important, especially if you're on mobile. You know, if I'm on a mobile device and I'm on your About page, I want to be able to know where can I find you quickly. If you're not a physical business, still, how can they contact you? Via email? Via contact form? Is there a live chat? Is there a phone number? How do I contact you? Next tip, don't forget, the About page is all about creating a safe space, an easy space to understand what you're all about. That means cut out all jargon. Don't use any technical terms or jargon that has to do with your industry. You want to make sure that anybody who visits your About page has no idea what you do, your grandmother, whatever it is. They can read it and be like, oh, I get it. This is what it is. Keep it conversational. Keep it casual. Don't use acronyms. And please, when you're on your menu and your menu item, don't call your About page something that is not about, something that's obscure, like our ethos or our journey. That's confusing. Make it easy. About. People are used to About pages. Next tip, everything on your website is a test. So put something out there on your About page, but don't be afraid to tweak it and to change it after you get some feedback from customers. You can even ask people to email you, hey, what do you think of this About page? Let me know. You can look at your Google Analytics and see how many people bounce off your site after the About page. Make some tweaks, make some changes, see if that bounce rate gets lower. People leave your website right after they were at the About page, probably means they weren't interested enough to continue on the site. And if you can get that bounce rate lower, it means that maybe you're converting better, you're optimizing your About page better. But you got to know the stats so you know what you're working with. But the point here is that know that this is all a test. It's not going to be perfect from the moment that you hit publish. You can change things, you can add things, you can tweak things. In the last time, we generally talked about this, but don't be afraid to use different forms of media. Use video, use photos, use audio if you want. Like you can put a podcast episode that talks about what you're all about. Use text, use different kinds of text, different fonts, different sizes, different colors. You can use GIFs if you like. You can use videos that just play by themselves with no audio. It's just a visual, whether that's a quick demo or something like that, or even an explainer video or some sort of typography video. You get the point. Mix it up. Make it fun. Make it entertaining. You have their attention. Make sure they enjoy the visit. All right, guys, that wraps up today's deep dive lesson on optimizing your About page. I hope that helped. I really think that this is a great opportunity for you to show your stuff. And I'm having a lot of fun creating our About page, our new About page for WebinarNinja.com. I'm revisiting all the ideas that I've had in the past, trying to mix and change. And again, testing again. And I'm sure when I put it together and put it out there in public on June 5th, that, you know, I'm going to get some reaction, I'm going to get some feedback, and I'm going to change things, test things, see if they get better and better, and track my results. I invite you to mark your calendars for June 5th to check out our new site at webinarninja.com, check out our new About page, and see how I implemented the advice I actually gave you today that I'm going to be implementing myself. And let me know what you think. You can email us at support@webinarninja.com, give us feedback, and we'd love to hear it. And let us know what you think of our little ninja cartoons. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. Thank you so much. I will check you in the next episode. But before that, I want to leave you with this. One of the hardest things when you start out as an entrepreneur is shaking off this idea that I have to be a professional. I have to be some sort of like corporate entity or some sort of larger than life character like Oprah or Tony Robbins. You don't need to do that. You just need to be yourself. There's so much pressure in those feelings of feeling, I gotta be something big. No, you don't need to be something big. You're not big. Stop acting like you're big. I'm talking to the person I was back in the day. This is what I would say to them. This is what I'd say to Omar, 15 years ago. You are not big. You're just getting started. So just be honest with yourself. No one's expecting you to be, Tony Robbins. No one's expecting you to be the next guru, the next expert. They haven't heard of you before. So be honest, be authentic, show who you are. I love that. Just exhale and just, I'm going to be who I am, I'm Omar. I'm an American with Egyptian parents, has that background that they grew up in New York and New Jersey. I was a teacher for a very long time and I changed paths and became an entrepreneur. That's my story. I got to own it and just let people know about it. That's what your job is when it comes to your about page. Be authentic. Don't worry about trying to be something you're not or bigger than you are. Start somewhere and let it grow organically. All right. I'll check you in the next episode. Take care. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.